News is about 5 minutes away. Powercor has about, or they're about to begin a large package of maintenance work on the distribution network in the Sanana, Donald and Charlton areas. And Jordan Oliver is with us this morning. He's spokesperson with Powercor, and they've decided that they need to get this out into the community, this information. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
First up, what's the work that's being done? What are your crews planning to do?
Yeah, so I guess I'll start right from the start, just in case people don't know. Powercor is the power distributor. So this is the, I suppose, the local poles and wires that run along roadsides and that sort of thing, right across western and northern Victoria. And we've got a whole bunch of maintenance works that happen throughout the year, everywhere. There's a particular concentration of those works happening in the St. Arnold, Donald and Charlton areas over the next few months. So we wanted to tell people about that, given the discussion about power infrastructure in the area.
Okay. Now, in the release and info that's come through, you're highlighting that this is not associated with the VNI West transmission or any of the other transmission projects. They're separate to this. Why are you highlighting that?
Absolutely, yeah. We are not the transmission company building any of these large corridors. We don't work for them. That's not what we're doing. We just want people to understand that our crews are doing what they have always done for decades and decades, working on the infrastructure that's been there for decades and decades, making sure it's safe and reliable. Some of that infrastructure does exist on private properties, so we'll need to work with landowners to gain access, as we always do. And we just want to let landowners know that if we do need to come onto your property to change a pole or anything like that, we'll certainly get in touch with you. Our guys will be in Powercor uniforms. They'll be carrying Powercor badges, Powercor IDs. And if you've got any concerns about who we are or what we're doing in the area, feel free to get in touch with us or our call centre and they'll explain it.
Okay. Have your crews been misidentified? Have your crews been targeted at all so far or in recent times, Jordan?
I wouldn't say targeted, but okay. Certainly they've been stopped. They've been sort of questioned as to what they're doing. Some of our crews have been filmed. Some of our crews have had their IDs pictured and filmed and that sort of thing. And we actually understand that there is a level of sensitivity in the area. I listen to your show during the week, Steve. I understand there's a whole lot of discussion about electricity infrastructure in this area. So we totally get it. And that's why we're sort of trying to be loud about this package of works to, even though it is routine, we just want to let people know who we are, what we're doing. So there's no confusion.
Okay, so it is about local supply. It's not about the big transmission lines at all. The lock the gate movement or sensibility at the moment, is that likely to get in the way? Is that what you're trying to avoid with this process of works?
We've been speaking with landowners already. We've had a few meetings with different landowners in that area. And the ones we've spoken to do understand what we're doing and can understand why we need to do it. I just want to reemphasise this is absolutely routine, normal work that we've done for decades. The crews doing the work, you know, some of them have been doing it in the area for decades. They're locals. We're not coming in from another area or anything like that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jordan. Have a good day.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Jordan Oliver, spokesperson with Powercor. So just to put in perspective, 263 poles in this work, 47 cross arms, 25 insulators, 69 LV services on both public and private land. So it's scheduled maintenance work and it's kind of concentrated. They're calling it a large package of maintenance work in the Sanana, Donald and Charlton areas. So if you see Powercor crews there in the next little while doing some of this work, Powercor just want to make sure that everyone understands they are not involved in the transmission line issue, which is highly contentious and causing quite a lot of angst and anger amongst a significant number of property owners. But entirely separate to that process, this is the local distribution network.